This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says there are no plans to activate crisis standards for hospitals in Colorado despite the Omicron wave of infections. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters a crisis designation is not something the state's chief medical officer is seeking at this point. But he says it's an option should the COVID situation worsen.
If the projections that we're seeing are correct, and that it peaks in the next week or so and then decreases, then it's very unlikely those type of measures would need to be taken.
Polis is also taking steps to provide free medical-grade KN95 masks to the public. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado regulators want to know how climate change could threaten the state's energy system. CPR's Miguel Otárola has that story.
The commission will study how extreme weather and rising temperatures could affect electricity and natural gas service across Colorado. Eric Blank, the chair of the state's Public Utilities Commission, raised the topic in the wake of the Marshall Fire, which cut off electricity and gas for thousands of Xcel Energy customers.
You know, we're about to invest $10 billion in new generation and transmission before 2030, with a significant amount of weather-related risk likely on customers.
Commissioners say the findings could determine where and how new energy infrastructure is built. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Traffic deaths are up in Colorado. Last year's death toll on roads and highways was 672, the highest since 2002. One factor may be that Colorado's seatbelt use is below the national average. A snowboarder died Wednesday at Aspen Highlands Ski Area. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office got a call mid-afternoon that a 42-year-old man had been found unresponsive at Highland Bowl. There were no witnesses, but rescuers believe he collided with a tree. This is CPR News and KRCC.